Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. many makes mistakes, I can let you. In a press conference, I wouldn't volunteer, but they'll ask me, and I respond. I think we all have to step up, and it's a fortune. And I think we ought to do it in a very calculated way.
You've got a very good spirit. We've got the cabinet together. Two meetings a month. Very good shape. Leadership in good shape. He's got on a very good statement, you know, to recover the whole business of why the hell we had to protect against leaks and so forth and so on. And that's done now. That's the case. Now the thing is for us to pick our turf to fight it out. But this, when you really come down to it, this is basically a political assault of great magnitude, where you've got an opposition Congress with almost total support from the press, and for that reason, it's tough to
choose.
But it can be won.
What about people like Mansfield and Albert? Have you, has there been any discussion on that?
We're going to try to get Harold back.
Pretty well in the grand jury.
Yes. Well, it was tough. got this problem, well, not only the press got screwed, but the U.S. Attorney's Office is screwed because here, Dean and the other employees handle it so well, but it makes them look bad. So now they're trying to overcompensate to get somebody who they can understand. And it's crossing fingers they want to prove by God that they're not, that they're doing their job. And so they're going after these guys, but Bob and John are standing up. Well, let me put it this way, I can hear, and they're very well. These are both strong.
Yeah.
And I know, as a matter of fact, that both are going to have one hell of a time affecting them. You know what I mean? You take them, you stay with the so-called money thing. The money thing is a question of intent. And they've got to prove that, that any money was used for these guys, no matter how old it was, whether or not their specific intent was to shut them up.
You know,
it's not easy for them.
And I got to talk about his involvement was pretty peripheral. He just said, you know, get the money out of here.
That's all.
And somebody else did everything.
That's right.
Well, it's a tough period before you got in.
You see, it was only later on, as only in Dean March came first, when Dean came in, the whole problem, the whole question first brought to my attention, basically. Money thing was causing the problem of what we call blackmail. That's when I began my investigation. I got hung on some time ago. Well, then it started a lot here. We started going. But it's a curious thing, you know, is people will wonder how it could have all happened. I mean, how the water could have happened and how, say, Bob would have turned 350 over to go down there. And I asked him, I said, why didn't Buster be there to tell me? He said, why didn't Erdogan tell me, for example, that he had approved Kalmbach raising money for the Nazis in July? He said, we just didn't think it was that important. We didn't think there was any reason to tell you. He said, we didn't think there was nothing wrong about it. So forth. And of course, the other thing, they were not really trying to protect me so much. Is that, as we all know, I was goddamn busy. I just didn't spend any time with the campaign buildings, all the rest of it. So the truth happens to be stranger than fiction here. I didn't know about the goddamn thing until March.
I think the argument that they didn't tell you because they didn't think it was wrong or particularly important is a very good one.
They think they will say that's what they've already said that. But they didn't. That's the point. They didn't tell me. And so that's that. But look, even though that many will not believe it, they'll say, well, I must have done this and so forth. If you go out of the building, you've got to do a goddamn job, and eventually you survive it. And in the end, when you look at the whole thing, it's all such a chicken-shit thing. It's accomplishing anything to begin with. And no rhyme or reason at all. And then after that, you had a problem with them. Well, they the thing crept on. And basically, Mitchell was trying to keep from getting a stiff ringer. And then what was it? So he got the enlisted McGregor and Dean. I really think that's what happened here.
I did too. You know, John was an extremely careless fellow.
Well, look how he was in that festival.
Goddamn crook.
What was it, just carelessness?
No, I think he was, as far as I had a feeling, he was a little bit, he just didn't give a good goddamn. But take physical, you know, anybody with any. I'm amazed that Maurice Stans would do that. Maurice Stans went over there and negotiated with SEC lawyers about keeping out the allegation about the $250,000. Well, Chris World Sherman Adams got ducked for just making a phone call. And you think Sand having gone through that whole thing with Sherman Adams would have done it. You know, I can't believe that. I was
negotiating with him.
Yeah. Mitchell did the same thing. That's why I took care of the terrorist. It was a pretty decent guy. Very nice guy. What about Casey? I didn't think Cook would. I told him, Al Hagan, because he may have told you that I thought.
Yeah, we had him. We took his reservation that day. But I was wondering about Casey. So he kept a low profile on him. I just, so far, it was not the chairman that did it. In other words, they didn't talk to him. Thank God. They talked to Cook.
Well, they talked to him. They talked to the chairman about.
Was he the chairman?
Yeah, but. Well, no, they didn't talk to the chairman about this. They just talked to Cook. And Cook talked to the chairman about the paragraph. He didn't talk to him about the conversations. He didn't talk to him about the contributions. So Casey didn't know about that. I think Casey's going to survive. He's going to be embarrassed, but he's going to be a huge with me on this case.
Look,
if he's aged 10 years,
I know. You know the tragedy is about these guys. If you're a recent man, they go to the minister. They have to go home.
I talked to Elliot about his sister before he left. He had a whole list of people on. Any one of them was all right, but he didn't mention Cox. I didn't mention Cox. Boys, he's not too smart.
Yeah, that's good.
He's not too smart.
What do you think might be like?
He's a smart aleck. And he's blue.
Well, isn't that in a way?
Yeah. think it's a good idea to get out in front too much too soon.
No.
I think some of these things are going to have a little head coming out of the head.
Yeah. Also, you don't want to start a crackup and then have that come up with another.
That's what I mean.
We know pretty much what they're going to come up with. It'll be the same thing going over. But nevertheless, when you play a big maintenance to let them shoot their goddamn wad.
What's the thing about beans? This piece of paper that you gave to Surika and to the
boy, did you hear about them? You'll have to read the statement that I made. I covered in that. What it was.
Sour about what happened.
Not at all. perfectly all right. Early for this, perhaps a little softer. But due to the fact that he's highly sensitive. You know what I mean? They both did ugly. Early in particular. But you know, Bill was the right thing.
Well, they had.
Good God, if they were, if the things had come out since then, and they were sitting in this place now, hell, it would be a
totally resolution to teach them. That's what you do. It would look as if you were covering up for them.
Yeah.
So you had no chance. You really had no
chance. I had no choice. It was too bad they couldn't see me. Yeah. But nevertheless, but their spirit is good, I must say. When I say theirs, they're Republicans. I know it. Johns is reasonably good, too. But basically, you've got to realize this. Whatever their spirit is, Bob, I don't. They have nothing. As far as they're concerned, they can go out and tell them anything they want is going to be a virtue.
True.
Nothing. This is true. Because I know the truth. They know it too. That's the whole thing about this. The truth happens to be that the president didn't know about this goddamn thing and really took the bull by the horns and tried to get them to get it. And they helped. Early to conduct it. But after Dean bailed, not the first bail, but we put Early on, he came to the wire.
Did he have to file a written report? Did he give you a written report?
No, he gave me an oral report. But what he did do, he had 8 pages of foolscap. He sat right in that chair and gave it to me. 8 pages of foolscap paper. And, yellow pages. And I went before the grand jury. He gave it to them. Now, let me tell you a very important point here, though. He couldn't have done that if the report had been only for me. Because it would have been presidential paper, and I'm not going to ever deal on that privilege. But what happened is, I told him. I said, all right, give it to Peterson. So I had directed him to give it to Peterson. Having directed him to give it to Peterson, he thereby gave it to the grand jury. So in other words, the report was one that I directed him to give.
Good.
They got it.
And that's a good report. I mean, one that's good as far as you're concerned.
Oh, Christ, yes. They're all freaking hell. That's a good report. And it knocks the shit out of Mitchell. There's a problem. Mitchell will do nothing. Let me say, I never talked to him about it, Bill. Before or after, never one time I asked you, should I ask him whether or not you said no? Well, I didn't. I've never asked Mitchell whether he had anything to do with Watergate, cover up, or anything like that. We have never discussed money, clemency, anything with John Mitchell. I have never heard one word. So his carelessness is not as good to me. If it was carelessness. On the other hand, a scrap there.
Yeah. Well, the reason, of course, that it would have made no sense if you had asked him is because he denied it publicly.
I know.
So if you had asked him and he told you something, you know, you'd have...
Well, that's the point. The point is, having denied it publicly, anybody ever asked me, of course not. He denied it publicly, and I believed it.
True.
And the same is true. Hall and Irwin, I did ask, of course. And Dean, didn't they ask me until they came in and watched me come out and then we made his confession. As a matter of fact, if they ever get to the hearings, all on Early could be gone and
two witnesses could
come home. Damn right. They will be very good witnesses, I don't know. But I don't see myself how Cox can let them go to hearings in the event they're indicted.
I don't see that.
Can their lawyers let them go?
I don't see how.
If you were the lawyer, would you let, say, suppose Bob Baltimore died, would you let them go up before a committee for a hearing? Could you?
Well, not unless you felt that you could turn the trial around. I mean, if you thought, but I certainly wouldn't do it if you thought there was any risk. Because, it's possible you could say to yourself, well.
But up there, you see, with no rules of evidence, hearsay, all that sort of thing. Jesus Christ, I mean, that's no way to try the law. Criminal cases are being moved. I think you want to, I understand, I never did any criminal work, but I understand the defense attorney tries to keep it as narrow as possible.
Of course, of course. Well, the only difference would be that in the case of someone like Holman, who make a good witness, Early would make a very good witness.
Yeah, I see.
Would be that you have all the disadvantages of the trial anyway, because they put all their body on against you at the time. clear path to use your testimony as a way to try to indict you.
I wonder how much.
Tell them a little bit more of that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How much? Our end is preserved by having this service continue. Even though they're going up and getting our salary across is good, there's also evidence that now it's at the judicial process board. Let's go ahead.
Well, that's what I did.
I really favor that.
I agree with that.
But, but we should see.
Well, you know, so it's quite possible that it turned the public against the committee. You do it right. Remember, they did that with Owen Brewster, Howard Hughes did it.
Yeah.
So it depends on how the thing develops. If the committee handles itself well and fairly responsibly, then the thing to do is to try to turn it off.
But if the committee goes far wild,
then sort of take it willing.
Thank you.
We were